Get your affairs in order. Have you ever encountered the loss of someone close? Of course. Most of us have. And it's interesting that we use the word loss to describe what happens, but that's what it's called. When a person dies and we're close to them, they're close to us, it's simply called a loss, because it is. It can be especially painful when the person has been so significant in our lives. It leaves a void, it leaves an open space, it leaves hurt. Now, when it comes to death and dying, we're not particularly strong on the subject. As this life is what we are most familiar with, what's known, we cling to it. We hold on to it as if it's the only thing there is. And it's the only reference point that we actually have or that we know. And so we hold on. Now, who would consider your passing a loss? Not that it matters, but would there be a short list or a long list of folks who would miss you, would grieve over your passing? Would be moved, would consider your passing a loss? Would there be a lot of fanfare for your passing, or perhaps just a quiet mention? Not that we are to be measured by the splash we make upon our exit, but regardless of how we exit, there is a splash. Could cause a huge ripple, or it could be like a little pebble and just plop. Regardless of how we think it might go, it will go the way it goes based upon who's left behind to take care of those wishes. For many, it's important that the wishes of the dearly departed be honored. Many share their last wishes, and in one case, a man was sharing with me his last wishes. He said he wanted to be buried with his father. I thought, okay, that was interesting. And upon further discussion, it was discovered that in life, he never really had a close relationship with his father. It was something that this man always longed for, always wanted. And while he did not say this directly, it was clear that his logic was, if he couldn't have that closeness in life, then he would want it to be buried with his father so that he can have it in death. It's interesting how we deal with death, dying, and life. Dealing with death is challenging. We live our lives with an unusual sense of permanency, and rarely are we mindful of the end game. Rarely do we pay attention to that. We live with the thought of having unlimited tomorrows in our account. And we do little to manage that account except to make withdrawals each and every day. Each day is another withdrawal. And how we spend our days is a statement about how we see our lives, our deaths, and how we see those who we leave behind. Do we leave behind folks who are fully informed, fully aware? Or are folks left guessing and patching together what there is to patch together. In the old days, they would say that one should get their business in order, or one should get their affairs in order. This was often depicted in movies as a line delivered by doctors to their patients who didn't have a good prognosis. And so the only thing these doctors were left to say was, "I think you should get your affairs in order." Well, those words of advice were not only for those facing a doctor who was offering a bleak diagnosis, but those words apply to each of us as well. Each day is the time we get to get our business in order. We may think that our loved ones know we love them, and yet there's nothing wrong with actually restating it, assuring them, providing them with the assurance and understanding of love anyway. You may want to get your business in order by easing the pain when it comes time for your transition. Not so much for you, but for those left behind. And if you give them your peace now, your peace that you give to them now is exactly what will comfort folks when your time comes for transition. The week before my mother passed, we had one of the most powerful, loving conversations ever. It was fabulous. I stayed over at her apartment the night before, having had a late appointment near her home. When I woke up, she was standing in the doorway watching me sleep. She said that she remembered doing that when I was a baby. She would just watch me sleep. Well, that day after I woke up, we talked for hours. We covered so many different bases, so many topics. Not knowing that it would be the last time we would have that kind of quality time. I was sad when she made her transition later that week. But at the same time, I was filled with a sense of peace. She and I connected in that conversation like we had other times, but that conversation was special. In that conversation, we were at home. I was at home. Not a physical home, not her apartment as home, not that building as home. But in that space of just loving her and enjoying that space, I was at home. I slowed down from my running around in life to simply enjoy being at home with Mother. Not home in the physical sense, but just being at home. Now, you too can create that home experience with your loved ones starting today. That's what it's all about. When we depart to make our transition, we can make sure that we don't leave our loved ones homeless. Every time I recount that conversation is like I'm making a visit home. Please, don't miss your opportunity to create those home experiences. Don't miss your opportunity to let folks know and teach them what it's like to be home. Don't miss your opportunity to go home before it's time. God bless.